President Trump to go on crime patrol with police and military in Washington, D.C. By Hannah Knudsen on August 21, 2025. President Donald Trump is slated to go on crime patrol in Washington, D.C. with the police and military, he revealed during an interview aired on the Todd Starnes show Thursday. During the conversation, Trump said, in part, that normal Americans do not want open borders or a party of crime. I mean, look, I've straightened out crime in 4 days in D.C., all they do is they say he's a dictator. He's a dictator, Trump said, speaking of his leftist critics. People are getting mugged all over the place, then they give you phony records. Like it's wonderful and it's worse than it ever was, but we've got it going. People are so happy. They're going out to restaurants again. I mean, they're so happy, but it's disgraceful, Trump continued. Noting during the interview that even some Democrats are impressed with what Trump has been able to do with crime. Watch, Democrats are thanking Trump for securing D.C. And I'm going to be going out tonight, Trump said during the interview. Joking, I'm going to keep it a secret, but I'm going to go. You're the only one that does, you and your lots of listeners. But I'm going to be going out tonight, I think with the police and with the military, of course. So we're going to do a job. The National Guard is great. They've done a fantastic job. It's going to be fascinating, Trump continued. Just in, President Trump tells me that he's going out on patrol tonight with D.C. law enforcement and the military, Starnes announced, previewing the interview which aired on Thursday. Trump's announcement follows stunning data points showing that in addition to zero homicides in D.C. over the last week, violent crime has fallen by 22% in the city. Additionally, since Trump's federal takeover, carjackings have dropped 83% in the city, and robbery has dropped 46%. This also coincides with Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing a total of 630 arrests and 86 illegal guns seized in Washington, D.C. Less than 2 weeks after Trump announced his mission to make D.C. safe again via placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control and activating the National Guard.